Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so excited and delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight for the study of God's holy word. I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God on tonight for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirit, his ministering a flaming fire, who maketh his angel spirit, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. Thy go up by the mountain, they come go down by the valley unto the place which thou hast found for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, they that turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valley which runs among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and while as quench their thirst, by them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation with staying among the branches. I have just read through the first 12 verses of Psalms 104. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready to have a song.
With your name is called, down the road, but you're still mine and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my enemy, so I can tell all my friends that you have won. Let your power with your name come out the road. Oh yeah, you're still mighty and strong. Gonna beat you with the fight that battle for me. Help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends. Oh, I wish I had a witness here tonight that you have won again. Anybody need the power in here? Come on, let your power work with your name. Every time they talk about me, every time they lie on me, God, you're mighty, oh, you're still mighty and strong. So this is what I need to do. so I can tell all my friends that you have won again. You have won. You did again. You have won again. You brought me out so many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But you told me why. You're a man. Time after time.
Come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I come tonight asking you to move me from myself, God. Lord, I ask you to let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us to us tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to open up our hearts and our minds that we may receive your word, God, just as it is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and cover everyone, God, every member of this church, this ministry, God, and cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about us to protect us. And then, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to let me bind this strong man, God. And I bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. And I bind him up from our lives on tonight. And in the name of Jesus, I bind him up. I cast him out. I command him to go. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled on tonight from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory tonight. We praise you tonight. We magnify you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for how you watch over us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, and amen, and amen means so let it be. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God on this day for another opportunity to study the word of God. We in the book of Leviticus right now in chapter 17. I'm going to start reading, hallelujah, in chapter 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, and unto his sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, saying, what man soever there be of the house of Israel that killeth an ox or a lamb or a goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bring it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man, he have shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people. To the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, unto the priest, and offer them for a peace offering unto the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generation. And thou shalt say unto them, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers which sojourn among you, that offer a burnt offering as sacrifice, and bring it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it unto the Lord, even the man shall be cut out from among his people. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Let me read that again. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourn among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore, I say unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. And every soul that eateth that which dieth of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall hear his iniquity. Chapter 18. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgment and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments. If a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or the nakedness of thy daughter's daughter, even thy nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for there is thy own nakedness, the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's known kinswoman. Thou should not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thy aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness besides the others in her lifetime. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart from her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile her, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not yourself in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled thereof. I do visit the iniquities thereof upon it, and the land itself vomited out her inhabitation. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither in any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourn among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land screw not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among them, their people. Therefore shall ye keep my ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourself therein. I am the Lord your God. Amen. We're going to go through these questions, but what I want to say here is that's why it's flooding and all these other things, is because this land is defiled. Do you hear me? Because man have laid with man and woman have laid with woman. And this word of God said, do not do that. He said, don't do it. Because if you do it, these curses will come up on this land. The land is defiled. It's an abomination. I just read it. It's an abomination to do that. And God will cut. The land is defiled. When the land is defiled, God say he will spew you out. The land. If the land is defiled, he's going to destroy the land. So when all these floods and hurricanes and earthquakes and all this stuff come, we shouldn't be surprised by it because of the things that's going on in the world for today. We have to remember what the Lord said over here in Leviticus, that it is an abomination unto the Lord. First question in chapter 17. What did God tell the people of Israel not to ever eat? What did he tell them not to never eat? Ever.
And it's like basically roadkill. Animals that killed each other or that, you know, something like that.
It's the blood of any animal. You're not supposed to eat the blood of any animal. I mean, you know, a lot of times when we have chicken and beef and all that kind of stuff raw, we wash it off. We don't eat their blood like that. We cook it. But why? Why did he tell them not to never eat the blood? It's because the blood is life, and it's used to make atonement for the sins of the people. And you know, even in the New Testament, it's power in the blood of Jesus. So back then, it wasn't Jesus' blood. It was the animal's blood that they was taking and making sacrifices for the people, sin. So they were saying it's life in the blood. So they don't want you to eat that blood. God didn't want you to eat the blood. That's why, because there's life in the blood. Okay, chapter 18. Who were the children of Israel never to lie with in chapter 18? And we all should know that. Who am I not supposed to lie with? Who are you not supposed to lie with? Lie down with. I'm talking about go to bed with.
Like your kinfolk.
That's right. You ain't supposed to go to bed with no relative. Supposed to go to bed with no relative. Close relatives. Well, I say any relative. They stand a close relative. It's not allowed. But I don't think we should go to bed with no cousins, first, second, or third cousin, to me. Okay. How does God feel about a man lying with another man as with a woman? And that's what I was just talking about. You know, God, that's something. Mm-hmm. How does God feel about that?
It's an abomination.
That's right. It's an abomination. That's why he hates that. He hates that. He don't want us to do that. And now they don't know why they got HIV, and they don't know why all this other stuff happened to them. They don't know why. God loved the person, but he hates the sin. That's a sin before God. It's an abomination before God. He don't want that. Mm-mm. What did God say that the land would do to Israel if they defiled it by their actions? And that's, let me see. I think in verse 25 it says, and the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomited out her inhabitants. That's what I'm talking about. All these floods and tornadoes and earthquakes, the land is defiled, it's sick. Is sick. He said, don't do this. Don't lie with two men ain't supposed to lay down like they screwing a woman. That ain't God. That's an abomination. He said, and when you do this, you defile the land, and the land gonna vomit you out. So it's out her inhabitants. So the land is, that's why we have to pray and ask God to heal our land. We have to ask him to heal our land because we're doing all kind of stuff. And God is about to come back anyway because all this stuff happening. He's tired of all this stuff going on. He's sick of it. And the devil just know it. He's trying to get every one of us to mess up. But the devil is a lie. That's what he's trying to do. The devil is a lie. He's attacking us all different kind of ways. He's coming up on us different kind of ways, trying to make us sin. He a lie in the name of Jesus, and he can't do nothing. I'm telling you, he can't do nothing. So I'm going to roll through this real quick because I always have a little something, a commentary and stuff to read. verse 1 and 17 said, the Lord said to Moses, speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the Israelites. Say to them, this is what the Lord has ordered you to do. Not just for you to do, but God ordered us to do this. He said an Israelite might sacrifice an animal that he does not bring to the entrance of the meeting tent. That animal might be a cow, a lamb, or a goat. He might kill it in the camp or outside of it, but the man does not give it an offering to the Lord in front of the house of the Lord. That man shall be guilty because he spilled an animal's blood. He has spilled blood, and the Lord will cut him off from his people because he spilled the blood. He spilled the blood. Israelites are making sacrifices in the open fields outside the camp, but they must in the future bring them to the priest and to the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. They must sacrifice them to the Lord as peace offerings. And the priest must splash the blood onto the Lord's altar, which is at the entrance of the meeting of tents. He must burn that fat so that the smell pleases the Lord. They must not again offer their sacrifices to the images of goats that they worship. They are not loyal to me when they do these things. This is a permanent rule for them, which will continue in the future centuries. And so like over in India, where all these earthquakes tsunamis be happening over there, because they worship cows. They worship cows in India right today, and they're not supposed to be worshiping cows, but they do. That's who their God is over there. So that's why so many things happening over there and in everywhere now, though. Say this to them, an Israelite or a foreigner who lives with them must bring his sacrifices to the entries of the meeting tent. He must offer them to the Lord there. Otherwise, the Lord will cut that man from his people. I will oppose any Israelite who eat any sort of blood, and any foreigner who lives with the Israelite must not do that. I, the Lord, will be against that person who eats blood. I will cut him off from his people. That is because the life of an animal is in its blood. That's what I was telling you. I have given the blood to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for your lives. So I say to the Israelites that none of you may eat blood. Also, a foreigner who lives with you may not eat blood. Any Israelite or any foreigner who lives with you may hunt an animal or a bird. They may hunt the kinds of animals and birds that I allow them to eat. But before they eat that animal or bird, they must drain out the blood. They must cover the blood with earth. This is because the life of any animal is in its blood. So I have said to the Israelites that they must not eat the blood of any animals. The life of any animal is in its blood. I will cut off anyone who eats the blood. Anyone, whether any Israelite or foreigner, may perhaps find a dead animal. Another animal may have killed it. If he eats it, he must do these things. He must wash his clothes. He must bathe in water. He will be unclean until the evening, and then he will be clean. But he may perhaps not wash his clothes and bathe himself, then he will not be responsible because he does not do these things. Now, I'm going to go to chapter 18. Okay. The Lord said unto Moses, speak to the Israelites and say this to them, I am the Lord who is our God, your God. You must not do what the people of Egypt did. You lived there in the past. You must not do what the people in Canaan do. I will take you into Canaan. Do not do what they do. You must obey my rules. You must be careful to do what I tell you to do. I am the Lord who is your God, obey my rules and my commandments. The man who obey them will live by them. I am the Lord. Nobody must come to a close relative to have sex with them. I am the Lord. Do not have sex with your mother. She is your mother. So do not have sex with her. It will cause shame to your father. Do not have sex with your father's wife. It will cause shame to your father. Do not have sex with your sister or with your father's daughter. Do not have sex with your mother's daughter, whether she was born in the same house as you are or else, anywhere else. Do not have sex with your son's daughter or with your daughter's daughter. This should cause shame to you. Do not have sex with the daughter of your father's wife. She is your sister because she was born to your father. Do not have sex with your father's sister. She is close relative to your father. Do not have sex with your mother's sister. She is a close relative to your mother. Do not come to your father's brother's wife to have sex with her. She is your aunt. This will cause shame to your father's brother. Do not have sex with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Do not have sex with her. Do not have sex with your brother's wife. That will cause shame to your brother. Do not have sex both with a woman and with her daughter. Do not marry or have sex both with a woman, with either her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. There are close relatives. It is evil to do these things. Do not marry your wife's sister to compete with your wife. Do not have sex with your wife's sister while your wife is still alive. Do not come near to a woman to have sex with her during her monthly period. She is unclean at this time. Do not have sex with your neighbor's wife. This would make you really unclean with her. Do not give any of your children to be sacrifices to false gods, Molech. This is because you must not make your God's name bad. I am the Lord. Do not have sex with a man as you would with a woman. This is really nasty. Do not have sex with an animal. This would make you really unclean. A woman must not give herself to an animal to have sex with it. This is really nasty. Do not make yourself really unclean in any of these ways. The nation that I am going to send away in front of you become really unclean in these ways. Even the land itself became really unclean, so I punished the land for its sin. And the land became like someone who is sick. It threw out from its stomach the people who live there. But you must do what I have told you to do. You must obey my rules. The people who are Israelites must not do any of these nasty things. Neither must the foreigners who live among you. The people who live in the land, the country called Canaan before you, did all these nasty things. So the land itself became really unclean. And if you make the land really unclean, the land will all again become like a sick person. It will throw you out from its stomach. It did this to the nations who live there before you. I will cut off everyone who does any of these nasty things from their people. Do what I ask you to do. Do not do any of these nasty things that they did before you. Do not make yourself really unclean by these things. I am the Lord who is your God. See, a lot of times when we was first down in Genesis and we was reading about Canaan, and that's what Canaan was doing. They were sleeping with relatives. They were sleeping with everybody. You know what I'm saying? They were sleeping with us back down there in Genesis. They were sleeping around like that when the first creation came, and after, I think, Cain and Abel and all them other people down in there, they were sleeping with each other. Then Noah's son looked on his nakedness, and then he cursed his son's son. He cursed his grandson. Noah did. So all these things was because that was an abomination unto God. And God said, don't do that. And that's why Canaan was destroyed. Canaan was, I don't say it was destroyed, but Canaan was uninhabitable. It was desolate. It was desolated. Was nobody hardly there at the finish of that, and nobody wanted to live there because God didn't want Abraham and them going there. He didn't want them to stay there because they would have been just like them. He didn't want them to marry Canaan women back then. So that was mainly the reason why, because they was practicing all those things that God told them not to practice and do. That was something. And it made me understand a whole lot about Canaan, because nobody wanted them to be around the Canaanites in the land of Canaan. But God going to clean that place up, and it's going to be the land that's flowing with milk and honey after a while. But right now he's saying, do what I say do. Keep my laws. You can't tell me you can't keep them laws, because he was saying don't sleep with your mom and your daddy. Who want to sleep with that? That's terrible. That's terrible. You don't want to sleep with your relatives. You don't want that. That's an abomination. And you don't want to sleep no man, no man, no woman, no woman. You know, we got some people doing it, but it's between them and God. But this is where the word of God where it says it's wrong. So we have to realize that and know this. And like I said, God still love them. God still love all of us. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But it's still out there. And this is what we have to know. That's why I like studying the word of God, because it's right there for us. There is nothing new under the sun. It's nothing in your life that this Bible won't cover. It's nothing. And for us, the blood, that's why the blood is so important. And we did so many sins back then. Our fathers back then, we sinned so much until the animal's blood wouldn't even cover our sins anymore, our iniquities. Jesus had to die for us and shed his blood. That's why God sent his only begotten son, because these animals could not cover for us. The priest was study making sacrifices for us and atonement for us. It wasn't covering because we weren't doing what God say do. We were doing what we wanted to do. So the father got so upset and, you know, just almost repented that he had made us and created us. So and we were separated from God. And so God had to send his son to redeem us back to the Father for the shedding of his blood. That's the reason why. It's life in the blood. So we don't need to eat a meat. And I have eaten some. I've eaten my hamburgers rare, and I've eaten calf liver rare because I was anemic. You know, I put it in the skillet and turn. I mean, I just don't eat the blood. It was on the meat. But you're not supposed to eat the blood. You're not supposed to eat the blood. It's in the word of God. And he said, do what I tell you to do. And that's what he means. That's exactly what he means. And now I know why some people would never do that. You know, even when you cook a steak, if you cook it rare or medium rare, it's more tender. But God said, don't eat the blood. Don't eat it. So we got to obey God in that. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
I have a question, Apostle. I'm sorry about the music in the background.
It's okay.
So God had to keep going to Moses because the people wasn't listening, or was they? He had to keep going to Moses with rules because they were steady doing this stuff.
Yeah, they weren't doing what he was telling them to do, and Moses was going back asking. I mean, Moses going back, letting them know what God said, and telling them not to do it, and trying to keep them from doing stuff, but they was doing what they wanted to do. So God could see them. And he was saying, Moses, tell them this. Tell them I said this. And tell them I said that. And Moses would do what God told him to do. But then Aaron was the priest, and he had to make atonement. He had to make sacrifices for the sin of the people. He had to make it for him first, then for the sin of the people. And so that was the only thing that was saving them. That was the only thing that was saving them. And then if you ate an animal, like, you know, you find these deers on the highways and stuff like that. And he said, don't eat that either. He said, don't. Don't eat it. If the blood is spilled like that, don't eat it. That's whoever pick them up and go on. But yeah, that's why, because they were doing those things. And the Lord had I'm telling you, the people had got separated from the Father. And I don't know if you ever had a Bible that says in between, let me see what this thing says. It says in between the, it says in between the testaments. So it was a part there in between the testaments where God wouldn't hear man no more. They had just been messed up with God. He wouldn't hear them. So in order for him to bring us back to him, he had to get a savior. He had to get a redeemer to redeem us back to the Father. So he got his only begotten son and wrapped him in flesh and sent him down to die for our sins, because animal sin was not doing it for us anymore, because we was just so hard-headed. Our fathers were so hard-headed. They were studied doing the same things over. He said, don't mix with Canaan, and they mixed with them anyway. They mixed with them anyway, just hard-headed. He said, don't do that. Because them Canaanites, they was the ones sleeping with, them men were sleeping with the angels and making the Nephilims or whatever they was, the big people. And what God told us not to do. They were doing what they wanted to do. And God didn't like that. And so we kept doing wrong. You're going to see it on down in Numbers and Deuteronomy and on down in there. We kept doing wrong. We kept doing wrong. And God said, don't do it. And even when Jesus came about, and he died for us and shed his blood for us, we still sin. But we could repent. We could go to the Father and we could repent. Because Jesus died for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life, and we got somebody right in between there that we could go to and repent. And the Father would forgive us 77 times a day. He would forgive us, and that's how we're supposed to forgive. Mm-hmm. It's something. It really is. And we have to remember a lot of this stuff. We got to remember, and when things come up in our life, in our family and stuff, because like now, it's so many things happen. It's so many things happening. We're not listening to the news a whole lot, and we're not supposed to get caught up with all this stuff that's going on. But we got to get close to God and closer, because the devil study trying to do all that he can do to mess us up with God. So we got to stay close to God. Talk to him like you're talking to me, or talking to your husband, or talking to your brother or your sister or your wife or whatever. Just be close. Have a relationship with him. This is what he wants you to do. He ain't worried about no church, no building. He worried about you having a personal relationship with him. So when the time comes, you got your own relationship with God. You ain't got to worry about nobody else, because can't no church, no pastor, no apostle, dean, can't nobody stand before God before you, but yourself. And you got to be able to have your personal relationship with God. Don't let the enemy trick you. Have your personal relationship with God. I thank God today, because there's so many things going on, and there's so many things that's going to be happening. You know, I was just listening the other day, and I don't even like to talk about this in our study, But it just blew my mind because they were saying that Texas is trying to pass a law on immigration, and this ain't just Latinos and Arabs and stuff. It's everybody. If you don't have good records for your children, birth certificate with the daddy and mama name on there, then you're an immigrant. You're an immigrant now. You know they lost my birth certificate, just like they lost my diploma. They lost my birth certificate, misplaced it. It ain't on nothing. So they'll try to make me an immigrant and send me out of the country. You understand what I'm saying? This is the kind of stuff they doing today. They said this yesterday on the news, that they trying to pass it in Texas and they're going to try to do it in other states. That's crazy. But I can just see all this stuff that God is frowning up at, and he going to defile this land, going to be defiled, and it's going to spew up, and in our land it's not going to be healed. But God is Jesus going to come back really soon, I'm just telling you, because he's not going to let all this stuff study go on. All of this evil mess study going on, you're going to make the people that live in America and call him immigrant? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. That's crazy. And we can't get hung up on it and caught up on it, because God said we in this world, but we not of this world. We not of this world. Uh-uh. This world is way out of control with politics and all this communist stuff. We got to stay focused on the word of God, because soon they're going to take every Bible away from us. And we got to have this word hid in our heart and in our mind and in our heart. They're not going to let us have not one leaf of a Bible, because they don't want us to trust and believe in God. I'm just telling you now. So that's why, you know, I can teach on so many other things, the way the enemy is fighting us. I can teach my demonology class again, but I want to teach this word. I want to teach this word so we'll know this word, that it'll be hid in our heart, so we won't sin against God when we don't have. That's what I want to do. But anyway, anybody have any comments or anything before we get ready to close out? Because we didn't have but three questions all together. Four or five. Wow. Yeah. On 17 had a question and a half, and 18 had three questions. So we didn't have that much. But it's still good to know these things.
I got a question, Pastor. So even if you marry, you're not supposed to, you know, have sex while you're on your cycle?
No. No. You're not supposed to do it. It's a lot of people.
I got another
question.
Is it like, can you fast or something while you on your cycle? Or are you just, you're not supposed to do nothing?
I don't really think it would be wise to do it, but if God leads you to do it, if you know that God is leading you to fast while you're on your cycle, then you do that. But just like I always, me being a minister and a preacher and stuff, for the years that I've been in the ministry, when I come on my cycle, I don't go to the pulpit. I don't go up there when I was coming up, you know. You know, I just wouldn't do it. You know, they be saying, they be trying to weigh me up and stuff like that. No, I'm not going to do that. No. But some people do it. Some people do it. But, you know, he don't want that stuff that's nasty. And you have to be careful who you let in the pulpit area like that. That's why the men was talking about women shouldn't be in the ministry. That was the main reason right there, because I've got into some conflict like that, why they don't want women to preach and stuff. And then that's the first thing they say, well, is they going to come to the pulpit when they come on their monthly? No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Mm-mm. So, you know, if God leads you to fast, that's between you and God. Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Mm-hmm. God is good, and all these questions like this are good, because if we, you don't ask questions, you ain't going to never know. You'll sit around and wonder, wonder, wonder. But if we ask, we'll know, we'll find out. And if I don't know, I bet you I'll find out. But it's something I just don't do, and I have never done it. You can't do that. It's right here in the Word. If he's saying don't do this because you're unclean on them days, you think he wants you standing up in the pulpit area? No. No, you don't. It's nasty. That's what he said. It's unclean and it's an abomination. I don't know. It's unclean. If he don't want you to be around people when you're on your period, period, he don't want you to be around them for 7 days. And then you have to wash and be unclean until the evening. So surely not up in the pulpit area. Any more questions, anyone, or comments? Amen. Well, we just thank and praise God for this opportunity to study God's word and everything. And it was just good to be back on the radio broadcast for our Bible class, and was out of town last week and to visit my family and to go and help my daughter and even celebrate my birthday, what little that I did, and it was enough for me. I just thank and praise God, and I thank God, and I never did mention to tell Minister Martin, Lawrence, whatever it is, Minister Martin, a happy birthday, because I didn't ever get a chance to tell him that, but on Facebook. So I thank and praise God for that. But I just wanted to tell him a happy birthday. For his birthday was the day before, man. I didn't get a chance. But anyway, we're not going to stay on any longer. We have finished everything that we need to do. But tomorrow we'll be right back here at the same time for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And we don't want to miss that, because God is good. Like I said, and he's good all the time. So I'm going to get ready for our benediction, and we'll be right back here tomorrow night at the same time. Father, I just thank you tonight for your word, God. I thank you on tonight for your word, God. I thank you for the understanding that you gave us, Lord, and explained it to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just each one of – I thank you for each one of – them that's on this radio broadcast on tonight. I ask you to keep them covered tonight as they slumber and sleep, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bind up the enemy right now from their lives and from their family lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now for your holy word, God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus on tonight. I bind up every demonic force on tonight. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. You are bound now in the name of Jesus. I cast you out. I command you to go. I command you. I don't ask you nothing. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. You have no power over them, and you have no authority. I ask you to bless every home represented here tonight and covered in the blood of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now, to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen, and God bless you on tonight. You all have a blessed night, the rest of the night. I will be back on live in the morning at 6 Central and 7 Eastern time for our prayer, our wake-up call in the morning. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen. I love you. Amen.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.